Podcast Dojo, Episode 7. Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo! Dojo. This is the show that each week aims to inspire those who want to start a podcast to grab a mic, coach those who are podcasting to aim for the best, and to cheer the podcasting community on as podcasts become more and more popular each and every day. I am your host, Brian, and you can get a hold of me via email if you want, and that is brian@podcastdojo. You can reach this if you want to check the show notes out on this show. You can do so by going to podcastdojo.com/007. And if you want to just browse around on the rest of the show notes and see what else we have, look at the list of directory of podcast directories, or look at the other podcast managers that you can use to be able to listen and consume other podcasts, you can do so by going to podcastdojo.com. And I want to thank y'all very much for coming by and listening. If you like this show, real quick, wanted to ask that y'all go out to podcastdojo.com/love, and that's a pre-populated tweet. Just go ahead and just tweet that out to your fans and your followers, and help us to grow the show a bit and see if we can get some more listeners coming in and see if we can get some conversations about podcasting to really crop up. So anyhow, wanted to say thank y'all for listening again. Back again, and as you can see, I have got some decent sound this time. Yay! Yes, I am back in the Podcast Dojo studio. I have been gone for a while. I didn't get a podcast out last week, and that is because I was out busy, and I just got back in on Friday, and I was just wore out. And so I just didn't have the drive really to put out a good episode, one that would have made me proud to put out there for y'all. So it didn't happen, but I am back now, and we're on episode 7, which if you're looking through everything, you will see that we've found our topic, what our passion is, and we've gone through and we've got our hosting set up, we've got our WordPress blog set up and thrown out in PowerPress. We also have our media hosting set up, we've got our equipment gathered together, we're ready to go, we've sat down, time to jump into the show and start pushing the record button. Finally, 7 weeks into it, and we have finally gotten to the point where you actually hit the record button. So you hit that record button, and what do? That is the big question, really. What do you do? And the moment you push the record button, this is where the podcast community really starts to kind of fracture, I guess you would say. Well, not fracture, because it's not like, you know, taste great, less filling, bash each other in the head type of stuff. It is more of just a lot of line of thought. Should we record all our sound at the beginning, or should we drop it in afterwards? These type of things. Now, I am, just to let you know, I am a let's drop it in first. All my recording is done first. Boom, boom. I'll do my show afterwards. After post-production, I put in my music, any other sound effects that I may happen to want to put in, which here at the moment, I've just not come across any that just really make me excited and want to throw in for the different sections, though I have been thinking about some, and I've got a couple that are coming together. You can, I take all the music, the intro and the outro and the rest of the branding stuff that goes at the end, that I put at the very end, all gets put in after I have finished with all the editing. So I've gotten the sound cleaned up, which we'll be talking about probably not this next week, but maybe episode 9. We'll have to see. But anyhow, we get everything all I get everything all nice, polished and good, sounding good. And then I go through and I drop in my Podcast Dojo Episode 7 and the intro music, the outro music, the hay rolling closer, and then we're all fine, good, and set. And then I'll go ahead and take everything and renormalize it and go again. But some people they like to try to make it more radio-like. I would and do everything live and to do a live run. So anytime you hear the music coming on, that's they've hit the play button on a sound card, or a lot of people call it a cart. But basically, it's just a soundboard is what it is. Most people use their phones now, and you can get these different soundboards that will actually make your whatever pre-selected audio sounds that you want in there. So if you got your bumper musics in there, you have those all set up. You got your intro, your outro, and some of them you can control the audio. The other times they have to use the soundboard mixing board to change the volumes for the intro. Say they want it to fade out, they'll fade it out and do a hand fade out on them their own, or they'll bring it up to the desired volume when heading out. But either way you want to do that does not matter. But a lot of people want to know, what do you do? How do you get that information into your recorder? Well, like I said, mine's post-production. I'll fire it up. But right now we're just going to say, first off, what type of intro? Because this is where another place actually will fracture. When it comes to actually recording, a lot of people want to run into the big problem of, what do we want to do for a recording? And they will go out and go, hey, I really like this one song by AC/DC. Yeah, we're going to play Back in Black on the beginning of every show. That right there is probably not the best choice you can do. And this is what the main show is going to be kind of talking about. We're going to be talking about the introduction, as the titles, the big introduction indicates. When it comes to the introduction of your show, like Podcast Dojo, where the guy screams Podcast Dojo on the intro, you can have something like that. That is that's definitely a way most people, when they hear the introduction, that's what most people think, is you've got this line of music, a little bit of voiceover, and it goes into. Now, some people just fire up a song. Let's not do that, especially with a copyrighted songs like AC/DC's Back in Black. You really don't want to do something like that, because one, you're going to end up getting your butt into a whole lot of trouble, because the IRA, the International Recording Artists Association, and the record producers, they really like their money. And when I say really like, they go after 72-year-old grandmothers, because they have a firm belief that she has downloaded a song and will go for millions of dollars. They love to make sure that they get anything that they can possibly deem their fair share, if you want to use that type of term. That, a lot of people, yeah, they're going to stand back and go, well, no, I'm not really all up for that, and I really don't want to have to deal with messing with a legal headache. And I understand, because I am the same way. I do not want to mess with a legal headache. I started out on several of my first podcasts. I thought, you know, I could get around it by giving them credit and putting a link to so that they go buy it, and start out with just a straight link. So I wouldn't even try to make any money off of it. And come to find out, that wasn't such a good idea either. Now, I didn't ever got contacted by like any of the lawyers, but I got to talking to some people about it, and they were like, yeah, you don't want to do that, because yeah, they'll come after you. Even though you're trying to help sell their record, they don't want you playing their record. Which I know, it makes no sense, and you think you're helping them out and that they should be grateful for you helping them out. But when it comes to the record industry, they don't want you to help out. That's the bottom line of it. Do not try to help the record industry out. They will figure out someday down the road that they're losing tons and tons and tons of money, because no one wants to deal with their stuff. Now, they're still making some decent amount of money in through iTunes and all that other stuff, but I mean, they're, you get a lot of the help, you could get a lot of people to follow a lot better if you were able to play, you know, maybe a song that a popular song that fits your theme a little better. I mean, heck, I could have gone with Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting, you know, and it would have been, it would have fit for Podcast Dojo, but you, it's, there's easier ways. And as the saying goes, there's more than one way to defur a feline, and to do so, especially podcast wise, it actually can be better because you're doing several different wonderful things to help other people out. Point number one, if you happen to know a struggling band, and they happen to have a song that you think would work real good in yours, ask them. Go, hey, dude, mind if I was to use your song? And I'll put a link on the bottom of every show note. And hold and stay with that agreement, please, because you'll bite the other podcasters in the butt if you don't carry through with it. That's and we'll get, once we get into stats one day down the road, you'll understand where I'm coming from on the bite the other podcasters in the tail. Because, unfortunately, one bad apple spoils the cart, though it shouldn't. But when you ask a band if you can use their stuff, make sure you give them some type of shout out. Talk about their song on the show from time to time. Make sure you give them as much kudos to get more people to listen to them, because you're always going to have, as your audience grows, they're going to come, the people are going to come by and they're going to hear the old show and they're going to, oh, hey, that's who that is. Rockin' Rafters. Kind of like that group. All right, let's hunt them down and you will help that band out. Now, some other ways that you can actually get music, because I do recommend you have put some music in your intro when you're doing your intro. And there's a couple different ways you can do this. One is you can do PodSafe music. This is actually stuff that you can get free. MusicAlley.com used to be called the Podcast or PodSafe Music Network, I think is what it used to be called, something along that. It was a while back. They changed their name here recently over to MusicAlley.com. And when you go to MusicAlley, you can sit there and search for just about any type of song that you want. And they've got genres for genres that I never knew even existed. They go into so much detail. But you can go through and you can hunt down and find a particular song you like. And then you can download it and you can tell the band, hey, I'm playing this on this. Or I'm playing your song for the outro of this. And you can keep... I would go through and from time to time, I'll go ahead and I'll just set out another reminder to the band just to let them know, hey, I'm still using your stuff. Thanks for the use. And maybe, I don't know if they will or not, but maybe, who knows, down the road they may say, hey, if you like this song, this guy over here, it plays this song on his podcast. Maybe not. But, you know, it never hurts to let them know. At least give them kudos. Give the proper credit where the credit's due. And that's a lot of what copywriting is about, is making sure that you give kudos to the guy who spent all night in a drunken stupor writing the best love song known to man. When you let him know, hey, thanks for that, your hard work was appreciated, that guy is going to be a lot more lenient to allowing someone like a podcaster who doesn't have money to begin with to use his stuff. If you don't, then they're going to become more like the record industry and start going, well, you know what? We need to start having you pay, you know, $5 for every download, or heck, even 99 cents for every download. I mean, after a while, you know, you're going to really have to start keeping really tight track of what the downloads are and how many times each episode gets downloaded from the time you released it to the time you shut the website down. Because every time someone hears that song, or he downloads that episode, that's going to have that song on there. And guess what? You're going to owe that guy 99 cents. And that's going to become a lot of money. 500 downloads, all of a sudden you owe that dude $500 for one episode. Times that times 100 episodes. So you're jumping up, you know, see, and it grows. And that's how the IRA, the record industry, loves to do it. They like for you to pay a royalty fee. So to keep royalty fees down, you can also look into music that is called royalty-free music. Now, this stuff, this type of music is not free. It is by far, a lot of times it's, you can buy it in CD form, and it'll be a big collection of just a bunch of different CDs of whatever type of music you happen to want. Now, it may be just a couple, three songs, or it may be a whole library of country western music or heavy metal rock or whatever type of music you're wanting to look at. But either way, once you have that song on there, since you've paid for that song, you don't have to worry about the royalties afterwards. And so you can actually just then take the song, edit it down to the length you want to have it edited down to, put it onto the podcast, and you're good and ready to go. Now, as you'll notice, like on the Podcast Dojo intro, it's not just a song that plays. You have a little bit of voiceover. Now, you can do the voiceover yourself. It sounds a little homemade unless you're able to do different voices. But another idea to do is to go to Fiverr. Now, you want to be careful on Fiverr, especially if you tell them that you wanted to do an intro, because some of them try to get fancy and they will do their own, put their own music in the background. And a lot of times the music is copyrighted music. And so you want to be careful and expressly state no background music. Because what you want to do is have them go through, do what it, read off whatever the script has. And then from there, you can stretch and shrink the audio, put the needed space or take up space in between each line to fit it into where it needs to go. And so you can go through and do all the relaying of the tracks. So I recommend you use Fiverr for a voiceover. Now, if you want to go really deep in, or go not deep, but if you really want to go high quality, you want to go, just make sure you kick out the O's and the ooh and ahs and make sure everybody gets really pumped when they hear your show coming on. I recommend a service like Music Radio Creative. You have Mike Russell and his wife Isabella. They have a audio branding service that they do. And what they do is that you call them up and Isabella will sit down or will call you and Skype with you, and y'all will get she'll ask you just 100,000 different types of questions. Just get as much of a feel of what size and scope your show actually is about. Get the essence of it and find the spirit of what that show is. And then from there, we'll pass it over to Mike, and Mike will do such amazing things on Adobe's Audition that I had no clue that you could do some of the stuff. And he will just blend this little intro and outro and bumper music and jingles all through all with the same type of theme. And when they get it done and get it spit polished and everything else looking really great, they give it over to you, and it's all perfect. Now, this type of stuff is not free, by far from free. It's pretty steep when it comes to prices, but it's well worth the money. I don't have it yet. Looking at getting it. Hopefully one day down the road I can get it. So anyhow, they're great for audio branding. And their podcast, the MRC Radio, is just an amazing, amazing little deal. Funny to listen to. You learn a lot about the radio industry, two, just about Audition Audition and other aspects of their recording, not atmosphere, environment. So, but a lot of times, especially us new podcasters, we start out flat broke. And so since we're broke, we're not really going to be able to do much. I would definitely recommend going for Music Alley, but then also over at, podcastdojo.com/007. I went ahead and gave a couple more links to some free music for videos and YouTube and an article to YouTube royalty free music that is done by learn how to record a podcast, Jeffrey Powers blog, and he's got some great tips in there also as to YouTube's brand new service of royalty free music that they've put out for people to use also. And you can use these for not just videos, you can use them for podcasts also, but I've went ahead and gave those to you also. But once you have your music picked, okay, let's say you've spent 2 weeks which, I mean, it's not going to take you 2 weeks, but still, well, just for the sake of argument, 2 weeks worth of sweating and anguishing and trying to find that perfect song, and oh, you find it finally. Yeah. And you get it put in there and you're ready to go. Now, what do? You've got your song. Well, point number one, chop it down to a respectable length. 30 minutes. Hold up. Scratch that. 30 seconds to to a minute worth of music is great. You can go longer. There's nothing wrong with going, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But you don't want to go off and lay down a whole song where you have a 4 minute intro song. One, no one's going to listen to you. Two, you may have the most awesome taste in music, which I'm sure you do. But there's my interests are, what is it that I come to listen to for you? I don't come to listen to Florence and the Machine wail out another wonderful ballad. I'm here to listen to what you have to say. And that's what I would like to do. I want to hear you. So, yeah, a little short intro. Just a, hey, this is us. We're here, elevator pitch, boom, wah, and we're into the show. You want to have something along those lines. Don't lay out 4 minutes of music. Unless somewhere within the first 30 seconds to a minute, you're going to fade the song out or way, way, way down, and you're going to go ahead and talk while the song finishes. If that's the case, yeah, cool, sweet. Do that. You can have background music play. I don't have a problem with it. Most other listeners don't have a problem with it. I've had some people talk about how it's annoying to have the music in the background. I think they're just being picky. So when you find that perfect song, like I said, just figure out where you want to chop it down at, get it 30 minutes, a minute. I say is optimal, because somewhere about 30 to 45 second marks where I really start fading it out. And I start, as you hear on here, as it's fading out, is whenever I start dropping in and I start talking about, hey, this is Brian, blah, 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 blah. So what should you say in your actual intro? Well, there's just a couple key points you want to have in that intro when you talk to the guy and when you send the requirements to the guy on Fiverr, or if you're doing it. The big one, above all else, the name of your show. Believe it or not, yeah, you want to have at least the name of the show in there, because at least you're going to let people know, hey, this is Podcast Dojo, or this is the Banana Ass Cream podcast, whatever show you're having. At least let the listeners know, and then within the first 30 seconds, know that, holy smokes, this is Podcast Dojo. This is the show I'm looking for. Then, if you want to add in a couple other things, like your little elevator pitch, like this is the pod, learn how to podcast like a master. Then you can put that something like that in there. You can put your little elevator pitch, little short blurb. What is your tagline? What is your show about? Essentially, boil it down. If you've got two paragraphs worth of text about what your show's about, it's going to take a while, but you can do it. You can compress that puppy down to the sheer essence of what your show is within a sentence. And then, if you want, and you still have time, or whatever, you can then throw, you know, hey, and it's hosted by Brian, if you want. I personally don't, but, you know, some people do. Well, actually, Hayseed Report, my conservative political podcast show, actually does have my name mentioned in there. But that's just me. So once you get the show intro done, boom, all right, fades out. What do you say then? Then you have your episode intro, because each episode is going to be a different episode. Each episode is going to be different, and the episodes should reflect that. So, I mean, besides for your, you want to tie it together, but at the same time, let them know what this particular episode's about. So, like the intro here. For Podcast Dojo, starts out with each week this show aims to inspire those who want to start a podcast, to grab a mic, coach those who are podcasting to aim for the best, cheer the podcasting community on as podcasting becomes more and more popular each and every day. I like to, that's my intro. That sums up what I'm aiming to do with this show. Then I jump in with, hey, this is Brian. I then also lay out my email address, episode URL. Make sure I let y'all know how to get to the show notes for this episode. Mailing address. I haven't added on yet. I'm looking, still trying to decide my new pre-populated tweet. I mentioned that, share the love. All the stuff that I think needs to be talked about right at the beginning gets put there. And then at the end, I have everything that I feel that should definitely still needs to be mentioned, but it doesn't have to be mentioned right off the bat. I put it on to at the end of the week, or at the end of the week, end of the show. So you get everything taken care of. And then from there, you want to make sure that you have, you know, tell people, well, this show is about going, this particular episode is going to be blah. All right. What kind of mention what it is. You don't have to follow that instance. I mean, I kind of tell you what the show is going to be about roughly within about the first, you know, 4 to 5 minutes. A little long, I believe, but I'm a rambler and I have a hard time making sure, trying to get myself reined in. I'm getting better each day, but still it takes a little work to get myself reined in to where I get stuff done, and get it done within a reasonable amount of time. So, but when you sit down and this is going to be the tip of the week, have an intro script. I know a lot of people go, oh, I'm not going to script. When I say a script, I'm not meaning write out word for word what you're saying, because like I've said multiple times in the past, and everybody else says, all the other podcasters about podcasting say, when you read a podcast, it sounds like, here, I mean, let me read some of the notes. Tell me if you can tell whether I'm reading or not. Now, if you go and listen to a podcast episode, you will hear this format each week. Now, it will change slightly. For instance, this week I added the Share the Love address into the intro. I have saved the wording for the description each week, but you can see how is, and as you can tell, I'm not a professional spokesman, but you can definitely hear me reading it. And at the beginning, I still stumbled. I had the words right there in front of me in my face, and the word tripped me up. You will stumble more reading than you will freeforming, but you want to have a laid out line. Script, an outline of what you're going to say. And that's what I start out each show with, is my outline that has my little intro script that I like to read. And it takes me about 5 tries to each time to get it down to where I like it. I've been doing it for 3-4 weeks now, and I'm still, it's about 5-6 tries. I'll be, and this week the show aims to inspire those who grab a podcast. No, not that. Okay. And then I'll have to clap and try, put in my marker and try it again and try it again and try it again. And so, but you will, at the same time, the more I say it, the easier and the smoother it's getting every time I say it. At first it was really choppy, and it's getting a little smoother and a little smoother. And I'm assuming pretty soon it should be getting smooth enough to where I will be able to say it without having to look at it. And then I won't have to worry about having so many goof ups. So put out a script. Make sure you have your script laid out, get it good and tight, and be consistent with it. Make sure that you're always reading from that script, reading about it, having it put into your memory, so that every time you go to start up, you're, hey, this is Brian with Podcast Dojo, and blah, 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 off you go. Because the other thing that helps is to keeps your show really tight at the beginning. Because for me, that is where I will go off on a rabbit trail and off on a weird tangent every time, especially if it's something that's happened at work. Yeah, something happened working. Yeah, 15 minutes later, I'm like, all right, now let's start the show. And you don't want me to be talking about my life when you're not here to listen about my life. You're here to hear me talk about, you know, the greatness of podcasting. And that's what I like to do. And that's why I'm here. And I want to make sure I stay focused on my podcasting. Now, so as you go through, and you're getting ready to fire it up, go on ahead, spend 30 minutes, an hour, all day, whatever it takes to get a intro hammered out. Write it all down. Wait a while, you know, set it down, go do something for an hour and a half, 2 hours, come back and read it out to yourself. See how it sounds. Does it sound right? Does it sound choppy? Does it sound just absolutely retarded? If it does, change it up to where you think it sounds better. again, set it down, go back out for an hour or two, come back, read it out loud again. And when you get your intro down to where you're like, yeah, that sounded rocking, then you're good. And you could go ahead and fire up and start really going after it. And so, and I recommend you do that. When you're recording your show, make sure you have your intro notes laid down. Boom. And I've got mine. I've got one copy that's taped to my table. If I glued it to the table, the wife would kill me. And then I also actually have an electronic copy because obviously, as y'all heard on the last two shows, I am not always here at the house. And so I've made sure I had a copy that is electronic form and is on my laptop. So now, time for some podcasting news. We actually had something really cool happen while I was out, and I didn't realize it until I got back. Blueberry PowerPress. Why do I do that? PowerPress 5 has come out. Now, this is awesome. If you don't know anything about it, I recommend you go ahead and update your PowerPress now. Go out, get it done, get it kicked in the teeth, taken care of, because you've got several really neat things out. One, there's a new player. It's the MediaElement.js audio player. This is a highly flexible audio player. It does JavaScript, and if you don't have JavaScript, it automatically readjusts and changes itself to fit whatever format you're using. So, like, you're listening to someone on their iPhone or their iPad pulls up the web page and goes to listen to it. They're going to be able to listen to it no matter what. They decide to use the Chrome browser, and the Chrome browser, for whatever reasons, well, let's say the peanut butter jelly browser. It doesn't accept HTML5, but it accepts JavaScript. It'll play. It'll fit itself into whatever browser you're using. It's a very, very flexible browser. Great. Awesome. CSS editable. So you can go through there and make your own CSS edits and make it change the colors to whatever you want. I haven't gotten that far. I am horrendous at CSS, so I haven't gotten around to really playing with it yet in that aspect. But another thing that the new PowerPress has is a simplified version. If you are a brand new podcaster and you're getting ready, you're wanting to make sure you have just the bare minimum taken care of, you can go up to the top, click simplified version, and it gives you a list of just all the stuff that you need. And boom, 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 boom. You're good. Take care. Out of the way. Gone down the road. And you're done. You're set. You're ready to podcast. Upload your show. Out the door you go, and you are now the star of your own show. Makes it so easy. Now, if you happen to stay in the default section, you will notice that there's a new tab. That new tab is artwork. Finally, yes, thank you. They finally took all of the different places that the RSS image and the iTunes image that's supposed to be 1400 by 1400 pixels, RGB color scale. They take all that and put it into just one section, one tab, and now it's all there so you can make sure that you are as uniform can be. They also added the episode layered album art. Now you're going, well, what? Yeah, this is something new that a lot of people are starting to do, is that they're starting to use individual album art for each episode. I'm not on the school of thought. I don't really, I've got a couple podcasts that I listen to that do that. I'm not really big on it though. Your show is this. So why not just keep your show listed as the way that it's always has been. You know that the person goes to look at it and they see the logo, your album art for the main show. All right, great. Excellent. Good. It's working great. Instead of having to sit there and worry about, or go through and take the time to build a new piece of album art for each individual episode. Of course, I am a little on the lazy side about that, but still, you can now set all that up under one tab, being the artwork tab. So all these different types of improvements, and I mean, not to mention you've got a lot of different security improvements and things like that have also happened. So you're definitely recommend you go out, get yourself the Blueberry PowerPress, and you see Todd Cochran running around on Twitter, give him a big old thanks for it. Cause him and, forget who the actual coder is for it. He busts his butt, and they need to be recognized and told thank you. So I would recommend you go about and do that. So anyhow, what did we learn in this episode? Well, I personally hope that you want to make sure that your introduction, just getting the doors open. This is the doorman for all your listeners who come in to hear you speak. So when you do that, make sure that your doorman looks as sharp and as clean as possible. Not the bum that hangs out around sleeps behind the dumpster. Yeah, he'd be a colorful character to have, but at the same time, it's not the best impression. So make sure that your intro is not too excessively large, not too excessively long. You don't want a 4-minute long intro. Minute and a half, or a minute to at the very max, a minute and a half. Somewhere in that area, you want to have your show music. Tell it, hey, this is the show, blah, blah, blah. When the show fades out, you want to make sure that you go through and you give a boiled down version of what your show is about. And then what this episode is about. And make sure that you tell who you are and let everybody know, hey, this is my email address. This is how you can get a hold of me. This is how you can get a hold of me. And I, you know what? I went through this whole thing and I forgot to add something to the show because now Podcast Dojo has their own phone number. You want to get a hold of me and leave a message? Please do so. You can do this by going to 530-763-2789. That will get you over to the allow you to be able to leave a message, and I'll play the message on the show. Or you can actually even record a short message and email it to me over at brian@podcastdojo.com. But see, and that's something I forgot to add to the show notes. That's now being added, but we're still, you can also these great, that's one reason why you want to make sure you have notes for your intro. Have a script laid out for your intro so that you can make sure that, hey, this is who I am. This is how you can get a hold of me. You can, if you have a comment about this particular episode, please go to podcastdojo.com/007. That'll get you to the show notes, and you can leave a comment down at the bottom. Shoot me an email, brian@podcastdojo.com. And if you like this show and you are listening to us through iTunes, head over to the to podcastdojo.com/review and leave a review for us. And give us however many stars you think I'm worth. If you think I'm a 5-star guy, then sweet, I'd love it. If you think I'm only a 4-star guy, okay, well... that's still good. If you think I'm a 1-star guy, well, I really appreciate that. And I want to, please don't just leave a 1-star and then just trail off. If you're going to leave a 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, tell me why. Put a review in there. Hey, this dude does not know how to talk without needs to take the cotton out of his mouth. Can't understand a word he's saying. He just nothing but mumbles. Well, then that would be something I need to know so I can improve. You're not going to hurt my feelings by criticizing. Actually, you help me out. You'll help me to become better if you criticize it. You give me all the 5 stars you want. You're not going to hear me whine and cry about the 5 stars either. But I'm just saying, however many stars you think I'm worth, please give them. Write a review. Let me know what you think. If you happen to be listening to us on Stitcher, well, thank you very much. And if you wouldn't mind giving us a big old huge thumbs up. And share it out. Let people know that you're listening to Podcast Dojo and that you're learning how to podcast like a podcasting master. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you go. I thank you very, very, very much for stopping by and listening. And I want to say thanks. And I'm so excited to have you here. So now, why don't you go out and tell the world who you are.
member of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network. Hey Rolling Podcast.